Hello everyone, my name is Shiny Burcu-Ünsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology, the Shiny Minds Show, and your NeuroShine coach.
Are you ready to shine? Come on, it's the shiny one.
You got this. If you wanna go collect.
Today's topic is multiple intelligences. If you've ever heard about the theory of multiple intelligences by Howard Gardner, he actually wrote about it way back in 1980s. It was 1983 that he came out with this theory of multiple intelligences. And after that, we started talking about not only IQ, but also EQ, and also social intelligence, spiritual intelligence, linguistic intelligence. So we're gonna talk a lot about them. So get ready and let's dive in. Number one is your logical intelligence. You know, logic comes with different components. And if you ask my opinion, yes, math is the biggest component. Your numerical memory, your numerical intelligence is what shapes your logical intelligence. And if you ask my opinion, it's not the only one. I also think your contextual intelligence, your critical intelligence, and your situational intelligence, they all fall under your logical intelligence. Why is that? Because logic is all about analyzing, evaluating, coming up with solutions. It's problem-solving abilities. When you are to solve a problem, you're gonna need to look at a situation from different angles. You're gonna need to see the context behind it, around it. And you will need to understand the critical elements of it, the source of it, the truthfulness and the accuracy of it. And of course, at the end of the day, it is going to be situational based. And for that reason, I believe logical intelligence has those components as well. Number two is interpersonal. So when we talk about your interpersonal intelligence, now you're going to be very big on this one. Have you heard about emotional intelligence? Dr. Daniel Goleman came up with this theory of emotional intelligence way later than Howard Gardner came up with multiple intelligences. So yet, emotional intelligence is more of an accepted concept than the multiple intelligences because it's everywhere, it's every day, and it's every one of us. We need to be aware of our emotions, how they make us feel, and how they make others feel. And we also need to understand the social awareness, the social aspect of our emotions and what consequences they bring for us. And that is what is interpersonal intelligence. Number three is intrapersonal intelligence. And what does that mean? Well, that's about knowing who you are, knowing what you want and why you want it. It's about really understanding yourself and having an introspective view about yourself, understanding your own intentions and values and beliefs and purposes. That is big, isn't it? Number four is linguistic intelligence. There is this part of your brain that is responsible for language. So hippocampus is the memory of your brain where you can really remember the words and language. You can auditorily hear, collect, and save information in that department of your brain, and that becomes your linguistic intelligence. And why is it important? Because you want to influence people. Because you want to use your linguistic intelligence when you're negotiating, right? When you're doing your marketing or your sales, and when you want to make a point and be heard. So that's linguistic intelligence. Number five is your kinesthetic intelligence, which is your ability to coordinate your mind and body, how you understand your physiology, how you move your body, and how it relates to your overall capacity. You know how some people know everything about what they eat and how that makes them feel? My mom is a great example of that. She's like, you know, whenever I have some yogurt, it just makes me feel that way, and then I cannot think clearly. I'm like, that's pretty awesome that you know it already. That is kinesthetic intelligence. Number six is your spatial intelligence. And that is your ability to have a vision about anything in your mind in 3D. As if you are floating in the air in the space and you can see anything and everything, including yourself, in 3D. And that dimensional thinking is what gives you the ability to visualize what hasn't happened yet and to distort other stuff with your mental abilities to blend everything and recreate a totally new reality. Seventh is a fun one, your musical intelligence. Yeah, did you know that you have that intelligence? Like your understanding of life in terms of music, language, lyrics, sound, and tempo, and rhythm, and volume, and tonality. Oh my God, I can go on. So I literally have some musical abilities. Eight is called naturalistic intelligence. What does that mean? Well, this intelligence relates how you can connect your environment to your own well-being. What are the elements of the nature? What are the animals and insects and the cloud and the stars and, you know, hydrogen and nitrogen and a whole evolution of human beings? Just like Darwin, you know, he obviously had a high level of naturalistic intelligence, and that's why he was so good at it. And last but not least, this one is my favorite, obviously, your existential intelligence. That is your ability to ask deep questions like, why do we live and why do we die? Why do we exist? What is the purpose of life? And what is the core and source of life? Why? And those are the questions that you ask as part of your existential intelligence. So there you have it, 9 types of intelligence based on Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. So I hope you liked it. Please, if you like it, put a like on it and share it with your friends. And of course, subscribe to my channel so that you can have access to more awesome video content just like this. And then, do you know what we're gonna do? You and I, we're going to create a much better world with more love and shiny minds.
Your bright space.
Absolutely.
'Cause she knows your heart.
Awareness.
And she definitely knows your mind.
It's a new day. Say yes.
She'll
so
give
much.
You her love.
My love.
And give
I know your
you
heart.
Her time. Sorrows and your sadness.
Yeah, bring it to me. Bring it.
She'll help you take it away.
Take it.